In the studio this morning is Nikki Nason. She's the artistic director of the Lake Superior Youth Theater, also director of Annie Jr., which is why you're here. Good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's always good to be here.
Annie Jr., you know, I got to tell you, in all honesty, when I heard that the production was being done again, I said, didn't you just do this a little while ago? But it has been actually more than a little while ago, but it is back. Tell us a little bit about the history and what folks can expect.
Sure. We did the show 10 years ago in 2001, about 10 and a half years ago now.
Yeah.
Getting even further. It was our first production of youth theater for the city of Marquette, and not the city of Marquette, but the city of Marquette Arts and Culture Center. Mm-hmm. And it kind of spearheaded our youth theater program that's been in existence for 10 years. And similar to how Marquette Symphony Orchestra and Lake Superior Theater worked, it is now its own entity under the umbrella of Lake Superior Theater, hence the name Lake Superior Youth Theater. So again, we're reviving, starting a new youth theater again with Annie Jr. It's the first production we did, and it's the first production of Lake Superior Youth Theater. And
is that why you wanted to do that particular production, just because the history that you had with it and with other theater groups getting going?
Yeah, it's a great show. It's being revived on Broadway, coming soon. It's a great production to do for your first show because it's so well known. It attracts so many younger kids. I think one of our cast members who is in the show was 6 years old when she was in it before, and now she's 17. So it's something that always stays with people, and it was just a great anniversary and a great new start again. So
it's a fairly large production, isn't it?
Oh yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
You think Annie's a simple show? It's, you know, based on the comic strip Little Orphan Annie. They made it into a Broadway musical, made it into a movie. But of course, when we do it, now that it's 10 years later, we don't do it as simply as we did before. We have 84 kids, a dog, several set changes, several backstage crew members, and just a lot of dancing, singing, costumes, and classic tale on stage. But of course, we're more experienced now in doing it.
84, mostly kids, right?
And a dog. In fact,
and a dog. I think of the W.C. Fields line of never working with kids and animals, and this is probably the ultimate of that. But as the director, obviously that brings some challenges, but it also probably is pretty fun seeing these kids, especially the young ones, really, this might be their first time doing something like this and seeing that light come on in their eyes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good mix of very experienced youth. Even some of the younger ones probably have more experience than some high school and college students. But we also have a lot of brand new youth. Our girl playing Annie, it's only her second production. And so we forget that, you know, I've seen the movie a million times. This is my second time directing the play, and I was a little worried, was it going to lose its spark?
Right.
But that's what's so great about our youth theater shows, is that you can bring your younger kids and have it be their first theatrical experience.
It's fresh and new and exciting.
It is, and it's great. I mean, it's such a classic story. Everybody, I mean, there's something about Annie yearning for her parents and Warbucks falling in love with her that is timeless, that you just fall in love with and become inspired every time. And of course, the little orphans kind of steal the show. It's kind of hard. They're competing with a really cute dog.
When and where is the run?
The show is this Friday, March 9th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 10th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. at Kauffman Auditorium on Front Street here in Marquette. And people can get tickets at all NMU easy ticket outlets by calling 227-1032 or online at nmu.edu/tickets, and also available on the shopping show and upbargains.com.
That's right. You can check out our site at upbargains.com. You can save a couple of bucks on these tickets, and that's all part of our plan of making sure you have an opportunity to take this production in. I mean, this is the classic Annie story, the little orphan Annie story, and you've got great kids, great cast. But when you say Annie Jr., it's all kids.
Yep. It's a totally youth production, ages 4 to 18. We have 84 of them and a dog putting on the show. It's also condensed a little bit from the original Broadway production. Basically, with this one, it was the first junior show that they made through Music Theater International. And I said, what they did is take all the boring stuff out of Annie and kept all the good core there. But with that, it's a great show to bring younger kids to. Mm-hmm. I've had my 2.5-year-old nephew has been able to sit through all the shows because it is a little more condensed.
Yeah, how long is the production?
The production's about an hour and a half with an intermission.
So not too bad.
Yeah, with our intermissions, because we have a lot of families, it does take a little bit longer. But we also have a lot of adults and a lot of seniors who come to our shows that don't know any of the kids. It's enjoyable. Their dancing, their singing is top-notch. It's really just a great production. And I've always been amazed at the people who come who don't always know the cast members that just enjoy coming to the show. So it's enjoyable for all ages.
What are the changes when you look back and you did this 10 years ago? To what you're doing now. What are the main changes?
Oh, wow. Well, as far as acting, I mean, just experience. We had a couple core kids that had done a lot of shows at Northern and out at PAC that had had the experience, but now we have about half, if not two-thirds of the cast have been doing shows over half their lives. Some of them are 8 years old and probably have 10 shows on their resume. So as far as the kids, the experience has just made the acting go. And of course, costumes and set. We have a lot of volunteers that help out, a lot of the parents, a lot of businesses, a lot of construction companies, volunteers. So we have better sets, better costumes. But really with Annie, that's not necessarily what matters. What does matter is the story. And I think this time, I think I'm more experienced. So really get the story across and add a lot more fun into it and a lot more moments. I would say that's the biggest thing, is that you're going to see a lot of moments between characters that are just so real that you forget that some of the kids in the show are 8 years old, giving you a performance that you sometimes see on the big screen. So it's wonderful to see those moments happening.
That's fantastic. The run again is one.
Is March 9th at 7 p.m. this Friday, and March 10th, Saturday, with a matinee at 1 p.m. and an evening show at 7 p.m.
at Kauffman Auditorium in Marquette. And tickets are NMU Easy Tickets, all of those outlets. And you can also find out more if you go to upbargains.com. Check it out on the shopping show. And I'm guessing if it doesn't sell out at the door too, then, or should
yes,
people...
you can get tickets at the door. There is an extra $3 fee. So okay. I always tell people, get them in advance if you can. But they are available at the door if you don't know what you're doing that night and you want to go last minute. There's a lot of seats in Kauffman, so we don't anticipate selling out, but we can't say that right now until...
But you're hoping for it.
And we're getting close. So we do hope people do get their tickets in advance. It is reserved seating. So we hope to see everybody there at the show and enjoy it. It'll have a great time. And really, it's going to be a great start for our new youth theater in town.
Nikki Nason, the artistic director with the Lake Superior Youth Theater and director of Annie Jr., which is coming up this weekend. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.